From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Scores of persons, including over 1,200 students from 60 high schools island-wide, gathered at Mandela Park in Sidandra for the fourth staging of the National Safe Schools Peace Day concert. Find out more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. The message of peace filled Mandela Park in St. Andrew via poems, drama, dance, music, and inspirational speeches on March 7 during the fourth staging of the National Safe Schools Peace Day concert. Hundreds of persons, including students, gathered at the park for the high-energy concert held under the theme Simmer Down, Let's Talk It Out. It was organized by the Community Safety and Security Branch of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, in collaboration with the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, Peace and Love in Society PALS, Unite for Change, and Females United Club. The event featured performances by Haile Selassie High School, Jesse Ripoll Primary, St. Francis Primary and Infant School, Pembroke Hall High, Donald Quarry High, several upcoming artists and members of the JCF. Speaking at the concert, Minister of State for National Security Senator Pernell Charles Jr. said children are among the most important assets of the country and must be protected.
You are the potential for our country to solve every problem. Every step starts with you knowing how important you are.
Director of Safety and Security in the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information, Courage Minto, says there has been a reduction in violence among students, and the strengthening of partnerships will lead to less violent incidents, not just in schools, but also in public spaces.
We are asking our parents and the public to ensure that our students remain safe as they travel to school, as they go to their parties, as they go to the beach. Ensure that you know where they are, because children are indeed the future.
Communications and Social Marketing Coordinator at CSJP, Patrice Tomlinson Nephew, says the Crime Prevention Program will continue to partner with critical stakeholders to undertake activities that foster unity within communities.
We just want to encourage all of you young people, just continue along the positive path that you're on, because it's better to have peace than war. It's better to have life over death anytime.
General Manager of PALS, Janelle Abrakian, called on persons to be forgiving.
We're going to get angry. All the emotions we have, God gave us those emotions. But anger is the one that could get us into trouble. So we encourage you, those of us who are sad, those of us who are grieving, that can get us very angry. So we need to simmer down and drop the anger.
This year's staging of the Peace Day concert was held in memory of slain Calabar High School student Stephen McLaren and other students who lost their lives to violence. The annual event is geared at promoting peace and unity in schools and across the country. CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.